Now, a newly released study on substance abuse among young people in Europe makes alarming reading for Czech officials. The results of the European School Survey Project on Alcohol and Other Drugs, or ESPAD, study carried out in 35 European countries in 2007 have just been released. And they show Czech teenagers topping many of the tables in terms of abuse of controlled substances such as alcohol, nicotine and drugs. Rob Cameron has been reading the survey and joins me now in the studio. So, Rob, sounds like a pretty exhaustive survey.
It is indeed. I wanted to print it out earlier in the office, Daniela, but it's 408 pages long, so I decided not to. It is extremely exhaustive. It was a survey carried out 2 years ago. They've only just published it now. They asked more than 100,000 European students on their experiences with alcohol, smoking and drugs, when they first tried them, how often they indulge, and how much they consume indeed. And from that information, they've produced a huge number of very complicated tables, graphs and lists.
Right, and Czech youngsters feature fairly high up on those lists, you say?
Certainly they are high up on that list. 30% of Czech 15 to 18-year-olds smoke, for example. That's compared to 26% of adult Czechs. And the average Czech teenager has his or her first puff on a cigarette aged just 10. In Prague, it's aged just 9. And this is very much at the top of the European league table. On alcohol, Czech teens also have their first experience with alcohol before most of their European counterparts, two-thirds of them before the age of 13, a third of 15-year-old boys, and a fifth, 20% of 15-year-old girls drink beer or spirits on a weekly basis. And remember, the legal age for drinking here is 18. And when it comes to binge drinking, 23% of Czech 16-year-old boys and 17% of Czech 16-year-old girls have more than five drinks on a night out at least three times a month. And finally, Daniela, just on drugs, this is where the Czech Republic comes into its own, if you like. It has the highest prevalence of teenage experience with cannabis in Europe. Now, according to this survey, some 45% of Czechs aged between 15 and 16 were regular pot smokers, which is frankly unbelievable.
Now, all that sounds truly alarming. So what, if anything, do Czech officials plan to do about it?
Well, the Minister for Human Rights and Minorities, Michal Kocáb, has already said that he plans to submit a study to the cabinet, to the caretaker cabinet. Now, perhaps he will receive some support and understanding in the cabinet, but of course, any laws would have to be passed by the lower house and the upper house. And there, of course, the tobacco and indeed the alcohol lobby is quite strong.
So, long-term project, obviously. Rob Cameron, thanks.